This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football Friday on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
All right, welcome back to a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Football Fridays here on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Sal Capaccio with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We had 22 predictions come in. Most of you saying the Bills will win the Super Bowl. Cannot deny or help fans and want to even to have that optimism, right? They have a Super Bowl caliber team, that's for sure. You know, can't be mad or make fun of it when you've been so close and have the ability to be able to do it, because they certainly do. And it all starts Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens here at Highmark Stadium. The final home opener. Guys, this morning, Jeremy and Joe were doing some home opener memories. Going down memory lane, talking about the drought years. Yep. I wasn't living here. I didn't go to any of those games, the home openers during the drought years. But I went to some before that, the early 90s, the Super Bowl years, when they crushed, just destroyed the Rams one year in a home opener. Lost to the Dolphins one year when Louis Oliver had like a 103 or 104-yard interception return. I think he had three interceptions that game. I think Van Miller said, Hurricane Oliver came to Orchard Park, something like that. Van had a great way with words. It was great. I remember Steelers, 91, I think it was, home opener was Jim Kelly, I think, threw five touchdown passes. Don Beebe caught four of them, and after the fourth one, Beebe put up four fingers for his fourth touchdown. It was great. It was awesome. And then, you know, the last several years. Last year was a tricky one. The Bills were down. They were down 17-3. They came back. They took a lead, and then they gave up a touchdown on a kickoff return against the Cardinals. Home opener before that was 2021. They lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Blocked punt went the other way. You know, it can go either way in these week one games, man. Last year, the Ravens opened at Kansas City on that Thursday night game because the Chiefs were the defending champs, and that's when Isaiah Likely had his foot touchdown out of bounds, and the Ravens wound up losing at the very end. And that game loomed large for their season and their record at the end of the day. Speaking of Isaiah Likely, he is not going to play in this game. And I'm not even going to use the pun, he's unlikely to play. But truly, that's what it is. Because he has been out, people have been reporting that he's not going to play. I don't think Patrick Ricard is going to play in this game either, just by watching the reports from Baltimore reporters. And I think Patrick Ricard, losing him, is a huge, huge blow. Because the way the Ravens want to play, the way that they want to line up and run right at you with Derrick Henry, especially in shorter yardage, bringing in their big fullback, Patrick Ricard, just forces you. It's not even that it's tough to stop. It is already tough to stop. It forces you as a defense to do things that you don't want to do or that you're not comfortable doing and put you in position that is a little different. So if he doesn't play, I think that's a massive blow. But it looks like Jaire Alexander could be on the field. I'm interested in that. He's a fantastic talent, but he doesn't practice. He's been like out for the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks of practice. I think August 4th was the last practice until this week. So what does that look like for them? Is he fresh and ready to go, or is it someone you want to say, okay, let's test him a little bit? Pretty interesting. Let's get to your week one NFL schedule. It started last night with the Eagles beating the Dallas Cowboys 24-20 as they tried to defend their Super Bowl championship. So Eagles 1-0, Cowboys 0-1. We will have Sean McDermott, by the way, in a little while. When he's done with his TV production meeting, he'll give us a call, and I'll have him for you right away. And as soon as that happens, you will know, here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show on WGR. So stick with us right here. Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us as soon as he becomes available. Tonight, Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. 8 o'clock Eastern time start. Chargers, can they be the team that overtakes the Chiefs in the AFC West? Will it be the Denver Broncos? Will nobody do it? Big test tonight for them, of course. And is it the team that, you know, some people have really thought would be with Justin Herbert that hasn't been able to kind of come to fruition yet? Let's get to your Sunday 1 o'clock slate. As you prepare for Bills-Ravens, heading out to the stadium, you're tailgating, whatever you're doing beforehand. Two teams that will play the Bills this year from the NFC South. The Buccaneers are at the Falcons, and that's a massive game in the NFC South because both those teams are expecting to contend. You have Baker Mayfield against Michael Penix. I'm interested to see that Falcons high-flying offense. It's supposed to be, but could have an interesting team in Atlanta. And the Bills play there on a Monday night. Tampa comes to Buffalo on a Sunday afternoon, November 16th. Interestingly enough, the Bills will wear different uniforms against both these teams. When Tampa comes to town, the Bills will wear their standing Buffalo. And the same thing with when they go to Atlanta. But anyway, the Bucs will not wear their old, like, creamsicles here in Buffalo, but the Falcons will go back to a throwback red helmet against the Bills that Monday night. Bengals at Browns. What's the status of Myles Garrett? Have we heard anything on that today? I have not. Maybe you have, Josh, but Myles Garrett missed practice yesterday with a hip injury, I believe. So, boy, it's already tough enough to stop the Bengals. You got to stop them without Myles Garrett? Woo! Let's see if he winds up playing. In the meantime, the Bengals might have to win a lot of games like 35-30 this year, because their defense has not looked good in the preseason. Lots of reports that they're going to be struggling on defense, but they do have Trey Hendrickson back, which obviously is very good for them. And they have the ability, by the way, to win 35-30 or 40-35 if you want, because they can score with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins in that group. Dolphins are at the Colts. I have no idea what to expect in this game because the Colts are going with Daniel Jones, which he actually could be pretty good for them. But how good, I don't know, because the Colts are a team that I think is probably about a 500 team that could go either way, competing in a lesser division, if you will. The Dolphins, I just don't think the Dolphins are going to be that great this year, that good. They've gone through a lot of changes on defense. Their secondary is very questionable right now. If Tua stays healthy, they'll score some points. We know that. Will he stay healthy? Tyreek Hill's getting a little bit older, but he still has that speed. This game is kind of going back and forth with who's favored. Dolphins, Colts, it's kind of gone back and forth all week. Panthers are at the Jags, the first game for Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen as head coach. Travis Hunter, he's on the injury report. Wide receiver, defensive back. Let's see what they do with him, where they use him. And I'm interested to see Bryce Young and, you know, the way that he came back after his benching and finished last year. I think Bryce Young did a nice job. And I think they did a nice job with him. And Dave Canales in that group. So we'll see. These are this is a team, the Panthers, that the Bills will play later this year. They don't play the Jags. Raiders are at the Patriots. I would think most Bills fans would be rooting hard for the Raiders here just because it is the Patriots. Give them a loss right away. Because if you see the Patriots go out there with Drake May and just suddenly start lighting it up, you might get a little, what do we got here with the Patriots, right? Especially against a Raiders team that I don't think is going to be that great. But hey, Pete Carroll's back. We'll see. How about the news that Amari Cooper retired? You see that? Amari Cooper retired?
We're doing our wide receiver fantasy league, wide receiver only fantasy league, Jeremy, Joe, and a couple of the other guys. I drafted Amari Cooper towards the end of the draft.
And, yeah, I took a flyer on him.
But it
just
was
like the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, hey, maybe he'll show back up in a month or so and want to play again. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Raiders at Patriots at 1 o'clock. Patriots first game with Mike Vrabel as head coach, Drake May, promising young quarterback, of course, Stephon Diggs. We'll see where it goes with them. Cardinals at Saints. I'm not expecting much from the Saints this year. They're starting Spencer Rattler at quarterback. Great name, by the way, right? What a great name for an NFL quarterback or anything. Arizona Cardinals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, Cardinals are one of those teams where they really can look great at times, and then, what do we got here? Kyler Murray, James Conner, Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride. I mean, they have an offense, man. I think they're going to go to the Saints and handle business, but they're just kind of team, the Cardinals, where you just don't know what to expect sometimes on a weekly basis. Is this like, what do we call this game? The Revenge Bowl of some sort? You got the Jets and Steelers kind of essentially traded quarterbacks in the offseason, right? Justin Fields was on the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers was on the Jets. Now Rodgers is with the Steelers. Fields is on the Jets. They're playing week one. They kind of know each other's personnel a little bit because of that. Is it a revenge bowl? I don't know. How good is Aaron Rodgers now? I don't know. Didn't think he was that great in New York, but he did. He did have a kind of nice finish to the season a little bit last year as the season went on. Opening game for the Jets, Aaron Glenn as head coach. Bills go to the Jets next week. Boy, if the Jets were to win this game and the Bills happen to lose, the Bills would go to New York next week with the Jets having a chance to go 2-0 and the Bills 0-2 by beating them, which reminds me of last year when that happened. And if the Jets had beaten the Bills, it would have been, oh my God, the Jets are like leading the division by a couple games. Remember the Bills beat them? There was the firing of the coach right before that, Robert Saleh, and everything kind of turned out the way it's supposed to turn out. The New York Giants, who, by the way, one of our callers today predicted to win the NFC, are at the Washington Commanders. I asked Josh earlier. We had some people say the Bills would go 17-0, and we had some people say we had one guy say the Giants would win the NFC. I asked Joe, what's more likely, the Bills go 17-0 or the Giants win the NFC?
I
think the Giants is probably right.
The Giants is right.
You just never know. I mean, they did make the playoffs a few years ago.
Right.
And they do have some talent on the team. And a lot of people think their defense in front seven is really good.
I think that's honestly
the key. And I think that is true.
Is if the defense is really good, like everyone thinks they will be, then as long as Jackson Dart is serviceable, you're not that bad of a team. It's kind of crazy saying that after they lose Saquon Barkley.
Commanders with Jaden Daniels, I mean, he can be really special, and he was last year, obviously, but C.J. Stroud was too 2 years ago, and it didn't happen the second year. And you just have to see it again, right? Now you have film on him. Teams have watched him. And do they catch up to him a little bit? We'll see. Giants at Commanders, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Same thing. Well, actually, 4:05 start. Titans at Broncos. Spoiler alert, I'm taking the Broncos in my survivor pool, and I'm also in a loser pool where I'm taking the Titans. So I'm going to keep those two same teams in both pools. So if the Titans win, I'm out of everything. I can't see the Titans winning at Denver. That type of environment with Cam Ward, a rookie starting quarterback, going against a second-year Bo Nix with Sean Payton and that defense. And that Broncos defense is legit. They just signed Nick Bonino, by the way, to an extension. Very well deserved. So I'm going to go with the Broncos here. It's one of the biggest favorites on the board. I think they should take care of business. 49ers at Seahawks. A lot of this might hinge on if Christian McCaffrey plays or not. We'll get an injury report later from the 49ers, the Seahawks, everybody else. But we'll find out. Who's the starting quarterback in Seattle? Sam Darnold, right? I keep forgetting that. That's why I have to ask.
I keep forgetting Sam Darnold. Yeah, the two of them are newcomers there, and it's like, what's that going to be? If Sam Darnold can kind of muster up some sort of what he had in the, because he's bounced around so much over the past couple of years. If he can pick the best parts of all those last few appearances, I think he might actually be a good fit for Seattle.
I mean, I think he's been a good fit last few years where, you know, in Minnesota where he was, he's kind of had a bit of a resurrection, of course, last year, but mostly. I don't think Sam Darnold is terrible, right? I mean, I think he can play, but you got to give him some weapons. They might have some. They have some in Seattle. Of course, no more DK Metcalf. He's now in Pittsburgh as well. Detroit at Green Bay. I mean, a lot of people are down on the Lions, and I won't lie, I'm kind of down on them too. I think when you have such a great coordinator that we have talked up and we have seen in Ben Johnson and even Aaron Glenn, they lost both coordinators, right? And both coordinators were very integral to their success. So Dan Campbell's got to kind of have to redo all of that. In the meantime, the Packers get Micah Parsons. He's got the back issue now. But Jordan Love, all those receivers. I think Jaden Reed, a little question on him playing. But boy, Matthew Golden looks really good. Lions can still, you know, they still have talent. They no doubt about that. And Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden Hutchinson on defense. I think it's a good game. 4:25 start, Lions at Packers. Also at 4:25 start, Texans are at the Rams. I mean, this one is like, what is going on with Matthew Stafford? He's playing now. He's practicing now. Is he going to be kind of at the level of what you'd expect? I don't know if you can expect that at this point. After the age, the injuries catching up, more injuries. Texans, I just talked about C.J. Stroud. What a really disappointing, I would say, year last year for C.J. Stroud. Then they move on from Ben Slowick in the offseason, their offensive coordinator. He's now in Miami helping out with their passing game. Texans have some talent on defense. We saw them get after the quarterback against the Kansas City Chiefs the week before the Chiefs played the Bills in the AFC Championship. That was the divisional round game, and the Texans played a nice game. Not enough to beat the Chiefs. But we'll see if they can get after Matthew Stafford here, and I think they have a fighting chance to win this game. Bills play Sunday night against the Ravens, of course. Bills will be wearing their all-blue jerseys and pants. Then Monday night, you have Vikings at Bears, the debut of J.J. McCarthy against Caleb Williams. Two guys in the same draft class, just that we didn't see J.J. McCarthy last year because of the injury. So J.J. McCarthy makes his debut. He got some receiver issues there. Justin Jefferson's back, I believe. Now he's playing. He's practicing, but he had some issues. But Jordan Addison is not. He's suspended.
I think McCarthy's going to be good. I think that year off honestly probably helps a little bit in terms of just watching the game and understanding the speed. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually going to be pretty good this year in terms of, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, he didn't play last year. He's not adjusted the game speed yet. He's a year behind everybody else. But, like, what did Caleb Williams do, right? Like, he had a decent year, but it's by no means what they expected. So,
and Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah,
he's a really good coach, right? All right, let's do this. I haven't heard from when Sean McDermott is calling, but I want to make sure we give enough space for it. So why don't we take a quick timeout? Want to do that? We'll take a quick timeout, and then when and hopefully then we'll get him in the break or right after that, because I know he's doing some other production meetings right now. He got TV. It's a national game. So we will hear from the Bills head coach. And just keep it right here. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then after Sean McDermott, we'll have time to get Patrick Hammer on to talk about weather for Sunday night. So hopefully we'll have Sean McDermott right after this timeout, but sometime after that. So keep it tuned right here on the Northtown Automotive Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.